Hi, you're welcome once again to another episode of this podcast. My name is Wale Okilola and I want to thank you for staying tuned to this channel. Thank you for liking, thank you for commenting, and thank you for sharing with your friends and family. Thank you for also being a voice of hope to your generation. And I believe that the Lord would always make you relevant in this generation. In the name of Jesus, you're welcome on board once again today. Don't forget that you can listen to this podcast on all your favorite podcast platforms like Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Anchor, and all other podcast platforms. Last week, I showed us one very important principle from scriptures on how to get God to move in our life for increase, expansion, and the fulfillment of our heart's desires. Today, I'm going to be moving a step further, and I have titled this episode, Seeing the Invisible. Seeing the Invisible. A few years back, I read a book written by God's general, Oral Roberts, titled, When You See the Invisible, You Will Do the Impossible. In that book, he outlined all the exploits of faith which was wrought by God through him and how that all of these things came about by obeying God's instruction to move, even when he didn't see or understand what God was doing. Even though he didn't understand, he obeyed. Truth is, in life, everything looks impossible until it is done. The Bible is littered with several stories of people who did extraordinary things for their generation just because they saw the invisible. They moved by faith. When God told them to set out, they felt incapable, weak, and unqualified. And in truth, if we looked at their situations, we could conclude that there was no way they could achieve what God did through them. Walking by sight will only limit you. Bible says, we walk by faith and not by sight. This is because we will always see things that will reveal how incapable we are to achieve or do what is in our spirit. When God leads you to do something, you need to switch off your physical sight and switch on your spirit's eye. God cannot be limited. There is no impossibility with Him. Therefore, when He speaks to you and asks you to do something, it is because He sees beyond the things that limits you as human. So, for you to obey Him and achieve that which He has said to you, you must be able to see what you are not seeing. The Bible records about Moses in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 25 to 27 that he chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing the invisible. When God called him in Exodus chapter 3 to commission him for the deliverance of the Israelites from slavery in Egypt, he kept giving God different reasons why he shouldn't be the one, ranging from the fact that his people might not believe him to the fact that he is not eloquent. But despite all of this, he obeyed. And today, he is one of the greatest men in history. Your life will begin the day you start seeing past the obvious. The The reason so many people will never make any significant progress in their life is because they cannot see beyond the physical. They cannot see beyond the present. The only thing they can see is the obvious. They see everything God is leading them to do and everywhere God is leading them to go with the lens of the physical, the lens of their present circumstances. Take for example, a brother or sister whom God has shown the person to marry, and he or she refuses to go for the person because he or she feels the person is not beautiful enough. You start hearing them say things like, she's too thin, he is too short, she's not smart, he is not rich, and other things like that. Even though the more they try to think themselves out of it, the more uneasy they become. They still stay adamant, and as a result, they stay single for a very long time. The problem, you see, is that they don't have their eyes on the future. They cannot see the invisible. God, who told you to choose a particular person, has seen what you cannot see. And by simply obeying him, you could have walked into your destiny. Imagine if Abraham didn't leave his father's house when God told him to, because he couldn't leave the certain for the uncertain. When God told him to leave his father's house and to leave his people, God told him to go to a land he is going to show him. He didn't tell him where he was taking him to. He just told him to move. Imagine Abraham did not move because God did not tell him. Imagine Abraham did not move because he could not leave his certainty for the uncertain. The way God leads his children is step upon step and precept upon precept. As you obey an instruction, he gives you another and another until you reach your destiny. For we look not at the things that are seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but we look at the things that are not seen, for the things which can't be seen are eternal. Seeing the invisible will put you in the God class. Don't judge everything God is asking you to do by your present circumstance. Whatever is stopping you from making the next move towards your destiny is temporal. Believe God and go for it. You will surely reach your destiny in God. Dare to do the impossible. Start seeing the invisible. Amen. Thank you for listening. I believe you've been blessed by this episode. I want to encourage you to take a step towards whatever God has said unto you by faith today. And by the hand of God upon your life, you are going to fulfill your destiny. Amen. Thank you for listening. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Wale Okelola on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And if you want to reach me, you can reach me via my email address, olawalemike@gmail.com. olawalemike@gmail.com. Until I come your way again next time, I remain your friend, Wale Okelola. Stay blessed. Amen.